We're learning about some research that has led to a new light-based therapy that destroys cancer cells. What does that mean, light-based therapy?
Well, this is actually another one of those elegant studies that looked at a property of a particular compound, the name of which is not important, but the compound itself is activated by infrared light. Infrared light, in this case, is not harmful to body tissues. It leaves cells alone in and of itself and penetrates through the skin several centimeters, maybe about an inch into the skin. And so they use this particular property of this compound that is activated by infrared light. That is, when light doesn't touch it, in this case, the infrared light does not touch it, it's pretty much inert. When light touches it, it activates it, and it can kill any cell. So that was one of the issues, is that it'll kill normal cells and it'll kill cancer cells. So what these researchers did at the National Cancer Institute is they said, okay, can we target this particular compound and get it to only the cancer cells, and how do we do that? Well, what they did is they selected antibodies that our bodies normally produce when cancer cells are around. They try to attack the cancer cells, but they don't do a very good job of it. But nevertheless, these antibodies act as literally homing pigeons. They will seek out the particular cancer cell. So they said, well, what if we piggyback this compound that's activated by light and attach it to these antibodies and have it directed towards those cancer cells, and then expose the mouse to this infrared light? What would happen? And in fact, what they saw happen, Mark, is that when they injected this compound where the antibodies were attached to this toxic compound, they found that a day later, they applied infrared light, and 7 days later, the cancer cells were dead.
So you inject it first, and then when you expose it to infrared light, then it goes to work attacking the cells, and a week later the cells are gone, the cancer cells.
That's right, and Normal cells, and they found that cells were immediately next door to the cancer cells were left unharmed. There was no damage. In this case, they used the antibodies that they're called epidermal growth factors, and one of them targets the HER protein, a receptor. So in other words, these are the receptors associated with breast cancer. But epidermal growth factors are also associated with lung cancers, colon cancers, pancreatic cancers. There's even a protein called PSMA that targets prostate cancers. So you can see how this opens the door, Mark, to at least looking into how this could be used in humans. There are some caveats to this, obviously. It was done only in mice. And it was also in tumors that were implanted close to the surface of the body. So you have a lot of cancers, obviously, that are deeper inside the body where the light would not be able to reach. So then that would lead to, okay, well, if you have isolated tumors that haven't metastasized that are deep inside the body, could you use an endoscope? Could you use a small scope that would go towards the tumor and then shine that light on the tumor after you've injected this to destroy it? So what obviously is going to happen is they're going to look at human trials that they're saying in the next 2 to 3 years to see how this would work. But nevertheless, it's quite elegant, quite ingenious when you think about it, and very, very straightforward. You're just saying, go there, arrive at the cell, attach to it, we're going to shine some light on it, and the cell dies.
That's incredible.
It's really quite something.
Is it with specific cancers, or could it be applied to all cancer cells?
Well, this is where they are going to look at the different proteins, the different antibodies that the body produces that are in response to cancer. So really, you're looking at different types of cancers, potentially lung cancer, colon cancer, prostate cancer, pancreatic cancers. But we don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, but it's the same basic premise goes for many cancers. The body reacts similarly, and if anything, there is research going on for specific compounds or proteins that attach to the cancer cells as well. So the piggyback mechanism is simply can literally piggyback on other techniques.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.